Good morning. It's taken me a decade to get here, but I'm happy that it's finally happened, and I was just sitting there thinking and looking around me. First time I saw a baptism like this was in this church for Chad Schimmel. Amber's family invited Abby and I to come, and that was my first time to experience someone coming up out of the water, redeemed. I was raised in a Methodist church, and my family was very involved in the church. I was there. Any activity was going on, I was there. Back in my day, they used to have revivals. And so a special pastor would come in, and he'd be there every night for a week. And my family was attending the arrival, and I responded to an altar call, which is they asked you to come forward if you want to accept Christ as your Savior. And I did that at the age of 14, having no idea what it really meant. But I didn't really take it seriously, and I didn't strive to want to know what it meant until I got into my 20s. And since I didn't have a personal relationship with him, you know, I went through all the motions. I attended church functions, and I prayed when the need arose. But when we sang certain songs in worship, or the pastor would give a sermon that would touch me deeply in my heart, I would tear up. So I knew that I was being pulled forward towards something more than what I had as a teenager. When I got married, strangely enough, I didn't feel a real attachment to my church. So I started to attend the Presbyterian church that my husband had attended to all his life. And his mom was very active and connected to the Presbyterian church. And so I started to go to women's activities in the church with my mother-in-law. And I attended this church for almost 30 years, and I served in a lot of different capacities. But when my own child was born and it came time for baptism, I started to question. Let me tell you a little bit about what was going on in our personal life during the 30 years as a Presbyterian. My husband had to have, we were only married a year and a half, and he had to have ostomy cancer surgery. That was hard when you were only 26 and you were married for a year and a half. Then came along a battle for him with manic depression, a really scary disease. I was overwhelmed with everything that was happening, and I needed strength. And I got that strength through many hours on my knees in prayer at my bedside. I suffered from frequent migraines, disabling migraines, where I would be nursing my babies on the bathroom floor because I needed to be close to the toilet to throw up. I was completely overwhelmed, but I prayed to God, just get me through one more migraine, and he did. Also during this time, my brother's wife passed away from cancer at the age of 36 and left him with two small children. There were a lot of questions being thrown up to God through all of this, and I needed answers, and I wasn't getting them at the Presbyterian Church. So I started on my own a journey of reading as many Christian books as I could get my hands on from our church library and from the Christian bookstore that was in State College. Abby and I would make a trip every month and buy more books. I went to gatherings for Christian moms. I attended workshops at different churches. I went to many Christian women's retreats, actually organizing some of them. And as I was going through the searching process, we had our first child. And our neighbor, who was a Christian, a very wonderful follower of Christ, gave me a simple little book on how to raise your children for Christ. And as I read that book, I realized that there was a lot I needed to change to have a relationship with him if I wanted to bring up my child to know God and have a relationship with him. With what I was learning of reading my books and the scriptures, I was attending Sunday school, and I had a pastor that gave great messages. I was drawn deeply into my need to ask Christ into my heart again, to be my personal Savior and my Redeemer, and I did this at the age of 28. What peace and security and hope I found after that, recognizing what a sacrifice God had made for me, had given me a different outlook on life and a different outlook on the problems that were being placed in front of us. With what I was learning through my books and the scriptures, I knew that something was missing, and God was drawing me deeper and deeper into a deeper relationship with him as my real personal savior. When I hear of non-believers talk of the hopelessness of humanity today and the hopelessness of the future of our earth, I feel such comfort knowing what lies ahead, and we've talked a lot about this at my link group. What peace we have, regardless of what is going on around us, because we know where our future lies and with whom it lies. Now, to my baptism. I was baptized as an infant, and as Pastor Matt said, I'm sure it was done with much love on my parents' part. And our names were put on a little plaque on the wall, and believe it or not, becoming baptized at 3 months of age made you a member of the church. And I was so proud when I was 8 and I was 10, and I'd go over and look at that plaque, and my name was on the plaque. I was baptized, and I was a member of the church. But as I got older, I realized, reading the scriptures and reading the books, listening to the pastors, there was so much more for me. His Bible, his word, his book that he gave to us not only tells about his ministry and what he did for us, but it also tells us about what his believers should be doing and how we should be living. And for a decade now, I have wanted to experience this sacrament like the believers in his book did. I wanted to make the statement as an adult that I accepted Jesus Christ, and I do accept Jesus Christ as my Savior. And I do repent from my sin, which is many. And I accept his gift of salvation. And I want to be washed clean of my sin through complete immersion. I want the experience, and John and I talked about this, we want the experience of coming up out of that water cleansed, redeemed and whole in Christ. I must say, when I walked in the back doors of this church, I'd been here as a visitor, like I said, to see Chad baptized and stuff. Eldeco was the first person to come over and put her arms around me and say, "Welcome to Lance Free." So she's a big part of why I'm standing here.
So this is how it all began. I met Daughter when our daughters became friends in high school. I didn't know much about her until she started attending Lance. And after many conversations and just getting together, we became very good friends. I know she loves the Lord because I can see it in how she interacts with her family and friends, and she's always encouraging me about the struggles that I faced. I am so blessed to have Dottie as my friend. I love you, Dottie.
Thank you.